I started working with a GP then in Spindale, North Carolina, but he came back from service and opening up a GP practice. And the doctors there were just beginning to say, I'll take care of you doing your prenatal work if you will go to the hospital for delivery. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to come to your home and sit and wait.
Mm-hmm.
So the people didn't like it. They didn't want to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor that I was with would do home deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was building a practice.
Right.
So we'd go back up in the mountains around Chimney Rock and Lake Lure in that rural area. And I didn't drive at that point. There'd be no telephone. There'd be no running water. There'd be no electricity. You were out there in the woods by yourself. And I worked with Dr. I guess about 5 years, and we did lots of home deliveries. And I set up my little delivery kits, essentials, a cord and some instruments and towels and things, and I'd send them over to the hospital to have an autoclave to sterilize them. So he would drop me off at one place, and he would go to another. And maybe his patient was lingering, and he'd come see what I was doing. Maybe I delivered, maybe I hadn't, mm-hmm. and maybe there was other way around. But I delivered many, many babies alone,
mm-hmm.
thanks to that obstetrician.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what could happen, and I knew if I did, it was just for the mercy of God, because the people had no car, you had no telephone,
mm-hmm.
you had no help from anybody but God.
Mm-hmm.
And if that won't make a believer out of you, I don't know what it would take. Mm-hmm. To see this child being born, a new human being, living and breathing and crying, and everything work out fine.
Hmm. And never had any problems.
The 5 years that I worked with him, we never had a problem. Hmm. I think it was all the Lord was just taking care of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I delivered a set of twins one time. They were in caps in them. The bag of water is completely. After I got them out, I had to tear it open and get the babies.
Oh.
But you had all kinds of experience.
Gosh, it's been something.
It was. But thanks to this training that I had, I felt like that. Had I not had that training, I would not felt it near as comfortable. But even
mm-hmm.
so, I knew what could happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about naming the baby? How do people?
Most people back in our days named them for a member of the family. My name is my two grandmothers, Margaret Elvira. My children laughed before that song came out, Elvira. After the song came out, they liked it. But that was my two grandmothers' names. But so many times they'd take the father's name and put a junior to it.
Mm-hmm.
And many times they would, and I heard the cutest joke. This young doctor was just setting up his obstetrical work, just right out of school. And this woman called him and said she was in labor. So he grabbed his books and went running out there. It was a black woman, and she had a whole house full. And just right off the bat, she delivered. And she delivered twins, and just shocked him to death. So in all the mad rush, everything went along fine. When he got ready to leave, he forgot his books. So he went on back and he said, well, I'll be going back in a day or 2 days to check on her and see if everything's all right. So when he went back, he said, by the way, did I leave some books out here the other day? She said, yes, you did, and I'm so glad you did. Said, I named my babies out of your books. She'd had a house full of babies.
Mm-hmm.